I've heard of a swan song. I guess this is my swan sermon. Adam asked me to fill in for him on his vacation, and looking forward to that. Before I begin, though, Carol and I just want to express our deep appreciation and your thoughts. We've been able to be with you for I don't know how many years. But we've enjoyed it all. And it's been a real blessing to just to get to know you folks. Now, we are not giving up, you folks, okay? We are coming back. But we will be going away for a while and enjoying family and friends that are deep friends, and they've been our friends forever, and never seems to be. So as I thought about, you know, preaching this last sermon here at Evergreen, and I've been here at this pulpit along with Nathan and many times. What do I share? And what came to my mind as I was praying about this is, why am I here? Why do I exist? What's my purpose in life? What's your purpose in life? And the Shorter Catechism says what? The chief end of man is to do what? Glorify God and... but we're missing a one word. Now and forever. You get that? Glorify God now and enjoy him now and forever. And what I've shared with you, I've shared this before. One of the elders says, oh, I've seen this before. This is not just a prayer. An adventurous prayer life. As I look at these six prayers, this is a lifestyle. These are not just prayers. This is how Jesus wanted his disciples then and disciples to do today to live. Glorify God now and enjoy him now and forever. And so God has given to us these six prayers. And in your notes, the adventurous prayer life, of how we can glorify God and enjoy him now and forevermore. You see, in heaven, the church in heaven is praising the name of the Lord God. Amen? And the angels are singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And as Austin shared with us last week, the heavens are declaring the glory of God. And so God has given us the privilege now to praise his holy name. And as you have in your notes here, God is Elohim. I love that word, don't you? Elohim, the Almighty One. The Almighty Father, the Almighty Son, the Almighty Spirit of God is Elohim, the Almighty One. And we're going to share a little bit about what that means to us and how we can praise the name of God together. And then he's Yahweh, the Lord, the eternal being one. And then he is, I am that I am, the Lord, your God. Which means he's in love with us. And I'm amazed many times. And I've shared with my native friends is when I teach with them, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit goes before us and prepares the way. And this whole service, the singing and the prayers of Larry, and it just, whoa, Holy Spirit, you put all this together, didn't you? And that happens time and time and time again as we go from place to place to teach God's word. And so we live a life of giving God the glory. It's happening in heaven. The angels, myriads of angels are just singing holy, holy, holy to the name of the Lord God. And the church in heaven is just there praising the name of the Lord God. And right here and now, we have the privilege to taste of that glory and joy right here and now. It's here. So think about these names, Yahweh Elohim. They're very, very precious, filled with meaning. But then the prayer of expectation, the prayer of kingdom. Your kingdom is coming, Lord. Your kingdom's coming. Your eternal kingdom's coming. And you can look at some of those verses of scripture. Are you looking forward to getting home? Is this your home? Not my home. Is this your home? Right. Okay. Somebody agrees. Your kingdom is coming. Your eternal kingdom is coming, and we're looking forward to it. Remember the thief on the cross back here? He was insulting Christ, and then the Holy Spirit got into his life. And he remembering his Sabbath day times when he was in the Sabbath day Sunday school classes, and he heard about the Lord, and he turned and he said, "Oh Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus, what did he do? He turned to him and he said, "Today you will be with me where? In paradise." Eternal kingdom to come. A murderer, a thief. Jesus turned to him and with forgiveness, forever forgiveness for this man. "Today you're going to be with me in paradise." So we have the privilege to live this prayer. Your kingdom is coming. We're looking forward to it. But then before we enter into God's eternal kingdom, we have the joyful pleasure to enjoy advancing God's kingdom right here and now. And in your notes, you can see how this can be done, your present kingdom. And missions, praying for our missionaries, our neighbors, a prayer care share ministry we had before. And our city. Does Portland need prayer? Does Portland need prayer? And then, what I like here, the prayer of pleasure. It's a life of pleasure. God says, "I am the Lord your God, and I'm with you to enjoy life with you right here and now. I am the Lord your God. I'm with you to bless you and make you a blessing, and then I'll take you home." So to glorify God now and enjoy him now is just to enjoy being with him because he enjoys being with us. And then the prayer of provision and all the people that we can joyfully pray about and pray with and pray for. And then the prayer of forgiveness, the lifestyle of forgiveness. You've heard me say it, we're forever forgiven of all of our sins. He's loosed us from all of our sins because he took it all away. And where did he place all of our sins? On the head of his son who died for us. And you've heard me say the simple message of the gospel is this: God the Son dies and we live now and forever. That's the simple message of the gospel of Christ. And he paid the debt in full. There's no more debt to pay. And then beyond that, we're accepted in the beloved because then he charges to our spiritual account all of his righteousness. And that's what justification is all about. The act of God's free grace whereby he forgives all of our sins. Thought, word, and deed. Past sins, present sins, forever, future sins. No sin will keep us out of heaven because the debt's been paid in full. Isn't that beautiful? So we live, not just pray, but live the prayer of forgiveness and then the prayer of protection. I don't want to be a Job, Lord. But if I have to be a Job for a while, protect me, protect us, from the evil one. Now, notice this. Jesus is talking to his disciples. And what are they doing? They're going around asking themselves, who's the greatest? And Jesus says, I want to talk to you about this man. Stop thinking about yourself and place your thoughts upon your heavenly Father. Okay? And this is an us prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. This is a marriage prayer, men, women. It's a family prayer. It's a church prayer. But it's more than prayer. This is a lifestyle. This is how we glorify God and enjoy him now and forevermore. So I wanted to take some time and just to kind of share with you some thoughts about some personal experiences that I've had that has really helped me to think through this and to share it. The first prayer or lifestyle is joining the church in heaven and the myriads of angels praising the name of the Lord God. Elohim, the Almighty One, Almighty Father, Almighty Son, Almighty Spirit. And I hope it's my desire and delight for you, when you see the word God in the Bible, you hear the word God preached or talked about, you would remember these words. He is the Almighty One, Father, Son, and Spirit. This is the plural name of God, okay? In the very first words of Scripture, in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. So I'd like for you just to take some time. We're going to go to a class that I've had the privilege to teach over many years, and whether it be Flagstaff, Indian Bible College, or Malcolm Indian Bible College, or maybe even here. But I want you to see a whiteboard, and we're going to talk about the heavens and see how Almighty God is. And so what I'm teaching the students at these different places, on the whiteboard I put a little oblong, just a circle. And I say, this is a galaxy, okay? And then above the galaxy, I say, how many galaxies are there in this known universe? And I say, the scientists say there's 100 billion galaxies out there, okay? 100 billion galaxies, but 100, big B, billion galaxies above this circle. And then inside the circle, we put little dots, and I say, these are all stars in this galaxy, our Milky Way galaxy, and there are 200 to 300 billion stars in our galaxy. Understand that? See that? I mean, some white dwarfs, little stars, larger than our sun is, and then the big red giants that you will see in the constellation Orion and in the wintertime if you look up there in the sky. Red giants, but then there's also a medium-sized star at the edge of our galaxy, and it's the sun. And I draw the sun, and right next to the sun, I draw the Earth that orbits around the Earth, and really nine planets orbit around the sun. And then we take time to talk about the Earth and how wonderful it is that God made the Earth in six marvelous, wonderful days. And he did it in Genesis chapter 1, and he uses the word good. Everything was very, very good. And that word good means pleasant. God looked at that, what he created, and it pleased him. And the angels shouted for joy when they saw the creation of the earth. But God said, I'm making this for my human beings to enjoy together with me. That's the earth. But let's go back to the heavens again. All right. So we have the great Milky Way. And I asked the students, I say, how big do you think this Milky Way is? And they don't know. And I say, well, let's go from this point to this point across the galaxy. And I say to them, you know, if you could travel by the speed of light, I'm going to speak to my little friend Dave here. If you could travel by the speed of light, 186 miles per second. That's pretty fast, isn't it? You know how long it's going to take you to cross our galaxy? 100,000 years. Wow. And you live that long, David? No. And then I put another galaxy up there, Andromeda. And if you travel to Andromeda, it's going to take you 2 million light years to get there. And there's 100 billion galaxies. And then if you could take all those galaxies, 100 billion or trillion galaxies, and you bring them to one place, it's only 5% of the known universe. What's the 95%? Well, the scientists say it's dark matter and dark energy. It separates the stars, separates the galaxies. And then I ask a question. How did God do it? How did he do it? And then I take him to Psalm 33, verse 6. And it says, it just was by a breath. Is that Almighty? The Almighty Father? The Almighty Son? The Almighty Spirit? Just a whoosh. I was sharing some of these thoughts at the PCA Church up in Vancouver when I was filling in the pulpit there once a month. And this father came to me and he said, you know, when you talked about the breath of God creating the universe, he said, my son just was overwhelmed with that. And he said, Dad, when's that breathing pastor coming back? And I said to him, you know, you're not far because in him we live and move and have our being. He keeps us alive with the same breath and gives us his instructions with the same breath. All scripture is the breath of. This is Elohim, the Almighty Breathing One. By the way, add that to your thoughts when you see the word God, the Almighty Breathing One, Father, Son, and Spirit. But there's more. He's not just Elohim. He's Yahweh. He's Lord. And we sang this word, hallelujah. Remember that? Hallelujah. Praise to Yah, the Eternal Being One. The one who always was before the breath of creation, the one who is since the breath of creation to the consummation. Everything will be gone by fire. I kind of laugh at myself when you talk about this warming climate. AOC, she says, in 12 years, it's all come to an end. No. It's not climate warming, it's climate boiling coming. But a new heaven, a new earth. Because the one who always was is the one who always will be. Yahweh is more than just a whoo. He's the eternal being one. Always was, is, and always will be. And the church in heaven and the myriads of angels are praising his holy name, and we can taste of that praise right here and now. Amen to that? Amen to that. But there's more. One more. I am that I am the Lord, your God. And I put that up at the board, and I put a circle around that. And I say, this, my friends, is the covenant name for God, Yahweh, which means he loves us with his eternal love. We are forever forgiven and forever loved. And try to get a hold of this. His love is based on his eternal character. So when did his love begin in your life? It always was. Always was. And Dave, we were talking about that Saturday morning. The Father chose us in his Son. When? Before the creation of the world. And he predestined us. That means he marked us out to be in his family, his adopted son and daughter. And it's all to the praise and glory of his grace. To choose us and to make us part of his family gives him glory. And I can't understand that. His grace is magnified. Because he always was in love with us, which means his love for us never had a beginning. Isn't that something? And his love for us will never have an end, because he always will be. And therefore, his love is right here and now. And I shared with the students, I said, you know, right now, and I'm sharing with you too, right now, this awesome Lord God is in heaven at the right hand of his Father, praying love prayers for you right here and now, and me. Isn't that something? The little book of Zephaniah says he's singing love songs to us. And Numbers chapter 6 says his name, the Lord God, is inscribed in our conscience as believers. And he's not just smiling upon us, his face is shining on us. At the end of the service, every service, what do we say? The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you. Because of his grace, and give you a shalom, peace, wellness. His face is shining upon us. He's lifted up his countenance upon us and gives us peace. Ooh. Praise your holy name, Lord. Who you are for me and you. This is a lifestyle prayer. Take your mind off yourself and put your mind on your Heavenly Father's name. This really came to light. About a month ago, I was with my Native friend Ryan. We teach together on the Rosebud Reservation. I didn't know what he's going to talk about. He didn't know what I was going to talk about. We decided we're going to talk about share familiar psalms. And I chose Psalm 19 and some others, and he chose Psalm 23. Little did we know that a woman was going to come to our meeting and sit there with her children. This woman has just lost her husband in suicide. She goes home with her children and sees her husband lying on the floor, who's committed suicide with a drug overdose. And she feels so alone. And the Holy Spirit brings her to our meeting. Ryan and I don't even know this is going on. This is what the Holy Spirit's doing behind the scenes. Brings her to our meeting. And she hears us talk about Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God. I am the Lord God, and I'm with you. I'm with you to bless you, in spite of all your struggles in life. And I was sharing that God proved his love toward us, in that while we're yet sinners, Christ the Son died for us. He died, we live. And Ryan comes along and says this: for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And what he was explaining in his native way, he says, you know, Christ is hanging on the cross, and he's thinking love, joyful love thoughts about us, because we're the joy. We're the joy. And Ryan's talking about this. And I get up and I talk about that right now, the love of God is poured into your heart, and your enthroned prayer partner's praying for you people. And this woman's hearing this, and she comes up to us afterwards with tears in her eyes, and she says, oh, thank you Ryan, thank you David, it's just what I needed to hear. I don't know what issues you have in your life, nothing like that probably. Praise the name of the Lord God. And then there's more. Kingdom prayer. Your kingdom's coming. Your kingdom's coming. Not just with this thief on the cross. But I've shared this with my wife, Carol. And I said, you know, honey, we're going to hear the words of Jesus about the eternal kingdom. We're going to hear, and I'm looking forward to hearing these words, and I hope you'll be looking forward to hearing these words as well. Again, this is not just a prayer, this is a lifestyle. You're living this. You're going to hear these words from your Lord and Savior. Blessed are you who belong to my Father. Enter into the eternal kingdom prepared for you when before the creation of the world. Enter into the joys and pleasures of your Lord forever. Carolyn, you've been faithful for 20-some years with the organ and piano, just playing and leading the people in worship. Carolyn, when you get to that kingdom, the eternal kingdom, you're going to enjoy music like you've never enjoyed it before. And David, you've been out there teaching and preaching all the times. Oh, man. David, I got some beautiful things for you. Carolyn says, I'm going to rest for 1,000 years. But not you. You'll go out there and probably be a tour guide of the heavens and earth. Somebody said true. Yeah. Your kingdom is coming. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels are beckoning me from heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I think of Portland. Praying for Portland. We came from Alaska. I got involved in a ministry called Mission Portland, Navigator Ministry. And we were all over this town doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But there was, in 1993, there was a movement here in the city of Portland. It was called the March for Jesus. It was not just in Portland, but it was all around. And our little all-tribes fellowship and Carol and myself were leading. We led a parade of 10,000 believers through the streets of Portland, praising God. And the police were clapping their hands saying, this is great. In contrast with 150 days of rioting, and businesses closing down. Oh, we need to pray for Portland and our country and our world. Because as we're waiting for the kingdom to come, the kingdom's here. And we can, you folks are a part of that. You've been a part of that in my ministry and the Native guys that I've been traveling with, my brother Hugh Grant. I used to say I travel with a Native American movie star, Hugh Grant. He's too old right now, but we just enjoyed working together, traveling together, ministering together, and advancing God's kingdom here. You're part of that with your prayers and your giving. And Mike Barnes, we advanced God's kingdom up there in Vancouver, didn't we? That's right, taking Isaiah and others up there. And they still talk about going up there and praying for people on the streets, up there in the street area. That was exciting. They enjoyed doing that. And then you guys prayed for the prayer and care. Pray, Care, and Share ministry. And then my friend Tony here, he's with me, and he says, hey, I want to do more of that. I want to go pray for people in their homes. And he did that, and we did that together. You prayed for that. You're part of advancing God's kingdom here. And you enjoyed it. And we enjoyed it. And we gave out Jesus videos. Remember that? Those DVDs to people from Hall all the way to Mary on Hart Boulevard. Every home got a Jesus video. And then we encouraged you to take one to your neighbor. And you did. You're advancing God's kingdom right here and now as you're waiting for the kingdom to come. It's the best of both worlds, right? This is a lifestyle. Lifestyle. And then the pleasure prayer. Oh. Your will or your pleasure be done on earth as it is in heaven. You think about the as it is in heaven, the pleasures, the joys in heaven. I lost my brother in the Lord, Carolyn's brother, Don. He and I we just loved to be with each other and did some crazy stuff together. But I've been thinking about his homegoing, and I was with him just before he passed away, and I've been thinking about, boy, Don, what kind of a pleasures and joys are you experiencing in heaven? And God says, I want you to enjoy it right here and now. And we did. When we turned 60, we challenged each other to go skydiving. And we skydived. Jumping 13,000 feet out of the plane. And we enjoyed it. And then a pastor friend heard that I did that. And I want to do that with you, Dave. And I did that with him, too. Then God, through my dear wife, said, it's the end. No more. No more. But God was with us as we were doing that crazy thing together. And he's in there just enjoying the Lord is God forever and ever. Yeah. Your pleasure be done on earth as it is in heaven. In places you've seen, and you can look at that, the places of pleasure, things on earth, places you've been, experiences you've had. We really have a wonderful life because the Lord our God is with us to bless us and make us a blessing. This happened this week. I was sitting in the back swing in our backyard, and I was preparing this message in my mind, and I've been thinking about what I'm going to be talking about. And I'm talking about this lifestyle of pleasure. And you know what God did? He brought a hummingbird. He brought a hummingbird, and it came right in before my eyes, just 2 feet away. And it stayed there for 10 to 15 seconds. I'm looking at it, and it's looking at me, and I'm saying, thank you, God. We could take a whole Sunday and talk about the beautiful places that we've seen and you've seen. God's with us. He's with us to enjoy life with us here and now. I'm going to share with you my first wedding. When I was ordained and got into a church, was pastor of a church in Western Pennsylvania, and this Italian couple wanted me to marry them. They had just joined our church, and they wanted me to marry them. I said, oh, wow, this is my first wedding. Oh, I've got to do this right. And so I prepared. And I'm going through the wedding, and I'm right ready to announce them as husband and wife. And he says, stop, David. What? You forgot the best part of the wedding. I said, what? You forgot the kiss. I turned around and said, kiss that woman. And everybody laughed and enjoyed it. And I can tell you about some other weddings we've been involved in as well. God is good, is he not? He's with us to enjoy life with him here and now so that we can just taste of what we're going to enjoy forever and ever. And then turn over your page. You got your prayer of provision. I've shared this with Adam. Adam, you have a gift here at this church. We started an elders shepherding program. And all the elders have been giving names. Your names is in the mind of each of your elders. Now this Wednesday, we're going to be meeting in the office. And before we do any business, do you know what we do? For a half hour, we pray for you. Isn't that wonderful? And we send you a card with all the elders' names on it. Do you feel cared for? I've called you on the fold, and I said, well, how do you feel cared for? Oh, my elder is just praying for me. We're enjoying it, and you're enjoying it. As we pray for each other's needs, give us this day our daily bread. This is a marriage prayer, a family prayer, a church prayer, and lifestyle. And then the prayer of forgiveness. You can look over that. We're loosed, taken away our sins, paid the debt in full. I share this experience. I was with my friend Hugh up in the streets of Vancouver and went to this native church, and he and I were preaching on the assurances, the five assurances, and I was talking about the assurance of forgiveness of sins. And I said, you know, if you know that you are forever forgiven because you're forever loved, you can forgive yourself. And coming down the aisle was this huge native man running down the aisle with tears in his eyes. And he picked me up. And he looked at me in the face and he says, David, for the first time in my life, I can now forgive myself. And Jesus in the prayer says, if you are all forgiven, forever forgiven, how can you hold a grudge against each other? You better not. Read that scripture. It's very strong. And then the prayer of protection. The prayer of protection. I don't want to be a Job. But if I'm a Job, then protect me from the evil one. And Jesus in the high priestly prayer says this, Father, Father, protect my people with the power of your name. Which means the prayer of protection is rooted in the prayer of praise. Get that? The prayer of praise. Holy is your name. We're protected by the power of his name. A couple weeks ago, I was at the church filling the pulpit again with at Chalon Valley. And I said to them, you know, you got a target on your back. Whoa, they need to hear that, right? Your marriage has a target on its back. Your families have targets on its back. This church has the targets on its back. Satan knows how to deal with us. Target on his back. And I've been thinking about that. Carolyn fell. Larry fell. What in the world's going on here, Lord? But then I said, let me give you something really encouraging. You're protected by the name of the Lord, your God. And we are. We are. Your marriage is protected by the name of the Lord God. Your family is protected by the name of the Lord God. You're protected. I'm going to close with this illustration. Again, up in the streets of Vancouver, I was preaching up there, and I saw this native man sitting in the back row, and he was shaking. And I gave the invitation, hoping and praying he would come forward, but he did not. But the next night, he was there again, but he was on the front row, and he's shaking. He's shaking. I'm looking at him, and I'm preaching, and I give an invitation at the end of the message, and he comes forward. I says, what's your name, Alan? Why are you here? I need Jesus. Pastor, I need Jesus. And gloriously saved. Gloriously saved. And then he said, David, can you give me something? I need help. I go down and walk the streets and I hear these bad spirits and I see them. I see them, these bad spirits. I said, Alan, when you go down the street, and you hear them and you see them, you go tell these spirits, I'm protected by the name of the Lord. I talked to him about what Yahweh meant. Always loved, is loved, will always be loved. You're loved right here now. Christ is loving you, Alan. So you get down there and you talk to these spirits and you say, I'm protected by the name of the Lord. I thought I'd never see him again, but he came back the next night. He's beaming from ear to ear and he said, they're gone. They're gone. And we came back a little while later and had dinner with him and he said, no, David, I've shared that with alcoholics and drug addicts, my friends. They've given me a nickname. On the street, I'm a demon chaser. That's his nickname. I'm a demon chaser. at Mokum Union Bible College, my friend John, one of our students, he said, David, you got to help me. I laid my head down on the pillow at night, and I hear these bad spirits talking to me. You got to get out of here. You got to get out of the school. You'll never be a preacher. You'll never be a one who leads your people. And I hear these spirits talking to me. Go home, go home. Be with your friends back home. Go back and drink and drug and everything else. Okay, what could you? And I shared with John the story of Alan. And I said, you go back and you tell those spirits, I'm protected by the name of the Lord. He came back the next morning. He hugged me. He said, David, they're gone. I'm staying. He graduated last year. He's a preacher in his hometown. Wow. I didn't know that. When I talked with him, talked to Alan. Isn't it wonderful to know the Holy Spirit goes before us? The great missionary doing his work. These are not just prayers. This is lifestyle. This is the way to live. We're here, why? Now, to give glory to God and praise to God's name, his kingdom, and his pleasure, what pleases him. We're here to give glory to God as we watch him provide for us and we pray for each other, and we're come to this time of communion today and just rejoicing in the fact that God's forever forgiven us and he's protecting us from the evil one. Yeah. And then how does the prayer end? It's all yours. Kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. How long? Forever and ever. What's the last word? Amen. Let it be so. Let it be so. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence here. Lord, we just want to glorify your name, Yahweh Elohim, our God, Lord our God. We want to get excited about the kingdom to come, and we get excited about the kingdom here and now, advancing your kingdom. And then we just want to please you. And Lord, we just want to know that you're with us in places of beauty and experiences of life. And you're just with us. Just love to be with us. We magnify your name. We also thank you for your provisions and your forgiveness and your protection. Lord, all we can do say is your people is amen, amen, let it be so. Because of who you are, truly, we have inscribed in our conscience the name of the Lord our God. We are yours, Lord. Chosen by you, purchased by your Son, Jesus, thank you. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. In your precious and holy name, we pray. Amen and amen.